You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
R&B money. We up. Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B. Yeah, I mean, today is... it's a beautiful day, man.
Yeah.
It's a day where... You know, we get to talk to and interact with a man who's multifaceted.
Yeah.
Bilingual. Mm-hmm. Multicultural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he got a skincare line.
I mean, great skin.
Yeah. Appreciate
it, great skin. A character to go with the skin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is how you diversify your portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You ain't always going to be cracking in one area, and you got another area to hold you up.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I become the podcast nigga.
Come on, now you the podcast. When was somebody going to tell me that the podcast nigga can sing?
That's
you understand what I'm saying? In honor of diversifying your portfolio and being good at every asset in that motherfucker, Rotimi in the building.
Hey, what up?
Hey, so the two languages I speak, the third language I speak is called Sexy.
Yeah.
It's called Sexy. It's both a Scottish language.
Yeah.
It's called Sexy, baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. You understand? So just, it's three of them. Not two, three. Mm-hmm.
This is your camera, right?
Oh, well, I had to look at him in his face.
I was getting ready to go.
Relax. You don't speak the language.
I do speak the language.
Okay, no, please. You need Rosetta Stone.
It's better when you're not here. When you're not here, I'm on my A-game. How does that sound?
Horrible, brother.
Oh my God.
Brother, yeah. It's okay though. I love you. I love you.
It's the truth. You know what I mean? We live in our truth.
Always, always.
Thank you, my brother. Oh, so man, I could not have been in Wakanda, is what you're telling me.
No, no, you're in Irvington, New Jersey.
Not even coming to America too? No.
No, no.
No coming to America too for
no,
me.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay, you have to teach me. I'm willing to learn. Listen, man, first of all, thank you, my brother. I mean, you know, we family, but
yes, sir.
You know, we know your time is precious, man, and we appreciate that you've how you've grown.
Thank you, bro.
And we support, you know what I'm saying, how you've been successful.
Thank you,
and we don't take that for granted, you know what I'm saying? Even within friendship, man, we always want to salute and respect that.
Amen.
100%, man.
Thank
how you feeling, man? You got, you know, your Fendi two-piece.
Oh, yeah, just, thank you, bro.
You're dressing like an American today.
Is that American today?
I thought I was putting on like some.
He tried to go with a little tribal print.
I said my African brother's coming. No.
He got the Michael Jordan.
I thought this nigga was gonna show up with motherfucking fool.
I did that yesterday.
We ain't cool enough. Okay, cool.
He showed up like, you know what I'm saying, like the flu game.
Yeah.
Might be a Ferrari outside. It's different.
Come on. Nah, I feel great, bro. You know, for me, I'm in a place of like self learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, self growth. Like this year, I told myself I'm gonna do a lot of things for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like for the last 10 years, I've been working, taking care of everybody, draining myself. And it's like, damn, like what is Rotimi like? Who is Rotimi genuinely? Like, mm-hmm. Where are we going with who I am and what do I love to do as a man? Mm-hmm. And so I'm at that place where it's like, okay, yeah, career is great, this and this and this, but peace of mind is everything for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. So just growing in self, really, you know? And it translates to the music, it translates to everything, but just peace of mind and really enjoying doing it while I'm doing it.
Yeah, because I mean, there is a discovery within working and you know, and all the trials and tribulations that come along with that.
Yes.
But then, you know, there's so much life outside of work.
Yes, bro.
Which is so important when it comes to your peace of mind.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? What are and where are those recharging stations?
Mm.
Those things that are going to sustain you through the work.
Because as entertainers, we're everyone else's getaway.
So what is ours? Yes. Who is ours? Yeah. What is the, you know?
And then when we don't do it, it's, hey man, when you gone?
Yeah.
I can't. Bro, I can't go to the grocery store too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, bro.
Like Whole Foods.
It's like we're not human. You know what I mean? We're just an imagination. We're a fantasy. But people forget that, yo, we bleed. We go through things. And so for me, like that peace of mind has just been prayer. It's been fasting. It's been health. It's been just being still.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, yo, I'm not doing anything. You know, instead of doing so much, like I got to be a part of this, got to be a part. It's like, nah, man, I don't need to do anything. Let God take control.
Yeah.
And that's where I literally am now, bro.
Well, I think that's also a key in terms of longevity, right? And then another nuance to add to that, the quality of that longevity.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like how you're around, you know, for a long time is just as important as you being around for a long time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And trusting your talent.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to trust your talent.
Yeah.
A lot of talented people don't actually trust their talent.
Mm.
They feel like they're going to run out.
Mm.
Mm.
So they rush. They rush into bad deals.
Mm-hmm.
They rush into doing bad things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, you know, it's like, you know, especially in this day and age, that's not going away.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be there. Like maybe we're on a different subject, but when your name comes up,
mm-hmm.
remember
they're going to dial that back up on you.
Yeah.
So, you know, you gotta be mindful of that. And just, like I said, just trust your talent.
Mm-hmm.
Your talent going to still be there.
Do you feel like social media has like, made it feel like I gotta do this, or you think it's the label more so? Or do you feel
I think the support system? Talented people have always been impatient.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
You know, it's something about
for sure
singing that first note in the bathroom and being like, somebody gotta hear it. Mm-hmm. Somebody else gotta hear it. You know what I'm saying? Like when if you want to go that route.
Right.
I think that, you know, that impatience has always been there, but now you get to see other people's in front of you. You see how impatient they are. Because if you watch it, you're like, you're probably moving too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Or you probably should have let that bake a little longer before you took it out the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that now.
Mm-hmm.
But for some, you see that, and then you go and do the same thing, or mm-hmm. you say, hey, I'm going to chill. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wait till it's my time, mm-hmm. and I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to identify, you know, your lane or your position within all of that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. so the labels are going off of old information.
Mm.
By the time they get the analytic, it's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just in a space where they're just trying to reproduce that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? But those results may not happen because of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. You may get the same results,
mm-hmm.
but your output may be completely different than the analytic that they got on somebody else that was doing whatever that they feel like we have to reproduce that exactly. in order to get that.
Exactly.
Not true.
It's not at all.
You just have to do your thing your way.
Yes.
The way it connects.
Yes.
And then once you either figure out how you want to super serve that or not,
mm-hmm.
we've got a lot of artists that are mystery artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
yeah.
Who survive in this mysterious space and then put up one post and only got one post on their whole page.
Yeah.
And people in a frenzy, 1.2 million. Like, there's crazy. A lot of that.
Yeah.
So it's just like the labels have an idea of what they see happening, but it's already happened.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So it's all different. I don't think there is no right or wrong way in terms of being active.
Absolutely.
It's just be you.
Just be
you. And that's the hardest thing for people who are really talented to actually say, "Oh, I could just be myself." Because you're taught to, that word, that, like you said, the labels would be like, okay, I got to sound like this person. And if you can actually sing and do it like that, you're like, oh, but it never connects. And that's what happened with me. So for me, I was like, oh, I can do this type of record. Oh, I could do that too. I could do it. Oh, I did it. And when I sat back and I was like, you know what, Ro, just do what you feel is right. You are really the definition of African American.
Oh, so you stop right there. Don't you do this. Okay. We're going to get there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. My bad. Because
we had so much interaction before you got there.
Yes.
You and I personally.
Yes, bro.
So let's go back.
Okay. 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 My bad.
Back into time.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back to the very beginning
where
somebody said to you, man, you got something.
Mm.
Or you realized it for yourself.
Whew.
Oh, your daddy told you you need to go be a doctor instead.
Is this reality where both could happen at the same time? They're both true. All right, so it started even before I was born. So my mom had a dream. So my mom is a prayer warrior. So she had a dream that Bob Marley came to her and said, your son is going to finish my legacy. So that's what she did. And most African parents are always going to be like, no, you need to be a doctor, lawyer. So when she had that message, she's either like, okay, well, Bob Marley was a politician. He was kind of like he was smart enough to be a lawyer. He was part of, but it was the music. So when I started singing around 3, 4, she started hearing me sing in the shower. And she was like, oh, that's what it is. So she said to my dad, like, listen, I know our structure. I know our family. I know everything. I know there's no one else in the family who's ever done music. But I was given this message before he even arrived.
So she had never told your father that?
She never told, because she didn't know what it was.
Yeah,
it was like, are you going to be, you know, he was into politics, mm-hmm. you know? So she was just like, you know, until she finds out. So she was like, I had the dream. And once she realized that's what it was, my mom became my first manager. So she had me singing at Nigerian weddings when I was 5, 6, 7, 8
years old.
So
where were you living at this point?
So I was in New Jersey.
You're in Jersey, okay.
Yeah, sorry. So we're in Maplewood, New Jersey. Actually, East Orange, New Jersey at this point. So I'm singing at Nigerian weddings all over the East Coast, from Connecticut to Philly. So that's what started happening. And then she was like, oh, you need to join the children's choir, New Jersey Children's Choir. So I did that. And realized, okay, I love this type of music, but this is still not me. So she then started saying, what do you want to do? I said, I want to be like Michael Jackson. So I was a kid that every family member was like looking at and wanting to perform in front of everybody. And that's when it kind of just realized, like, okay, I love what I'm doing. And then at 15, I did the Apollo Theater. So I did the Apollo Theater, and I was just like, I just want to skip school on Wednesday.
Were you by yourself, or you
just me by myself? It was just me by myself. It was me by myself, and I was in the adult category because I was a late add-on. So it was terrifying, bro. Like, so just knowing that, okay, you got 35-year-olds, 32-year-olds, you know, 25-year-olds in my category. It was like, okay, yeah, I might get some mercy as a kid, but they ready to boo no matter what. Right. If you know the Apollo Theater. So I did that and end up winning. So then came back the following week and I came second. So then that's when I realized, okay, this is really, really, really what I want to do.
So yours aired. It aired on TV. You went in, or was this like...
This was right before...
You get to there.
Yeah, you get to there. Okay, you get to there. So for me...
You know, I was about to Google.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. It was right before I get to there. So if I would have came first, then yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the second time came second. So then Jay-Z's nephews moved into town. And so one of the nephews wanted to rap. His name was Ramel. So Ramel, Spanky, all of them, they became a group. And they were like, well, yo, you the singing nigga all everywhere around town. Like, you know, join our group. So I joined the group. And then Ho was like, look, if y'all serious, I need y'all to come to the crib every Saturday that I'm in town. And I want you to perform all your records that you write in during the week for me. So that was when I was like, okay, how good are you, Ro? Is this really what you want to do? You got the greatest or possibly the greatest of all time, you know, spending 3-4 hours of his weekend with you, you know. So we're writing after school every day, writing. So we'll go perform and he would just be like, okay, that's whack. That's great. That's, yeah, your voice sound powerful on that, but lyrics is good. Oh, your stage presence is good. Do it again. So we'll be doing it for 2-3 hours. So this is now 16 and 17. So by this time, the group was called MBH. And we're like literally performing at all the talent shows, college talent shows, high school talent shows, winning everything. And then that was with the conversation I had to have with my mom. Like, well, I mean, I don't want to go to college. Like, I want to just keep doing this. Yeah. I want to join Rock Nation, da, 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 da. Yeah. And my mom was like, ah, Ritz, you're not the nephew of this man. What are you doing? You're not going to be, he doesn't have to sign you. So it was like, all right, well, I'm good enough.
That was great.
So much better than
I gotta
than
study. It's way better than mine.
I mean, he's cheating.
He is cheating. It's fine. It's in his blood.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had just gotten accepted into Northwestern for vocal performance. And Northwestern's in Evanston, Illinois. Mm-hmm. So I got accepted. So my mom was like, you're going to skip basically an Ivy League school to go take a chance on, you know, this group. And I was like, well, mom, you know, we're good. We're winning this and this. She was like, nah, as soon as they don't want to rock with you, and they let you go. But you always have a college degree.
Right.
So, and that was so I went to college basically for my parents. And yeah, so I can keep going.
Did you finish?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you finish
school? Yeah, I graduated.
Were you still doing the group and all of that?
Why did you have to leave the group to go to school?
So I had to leave a group. So that was a whole thing. Like, we're great today, but. That was a whole thing.
They was pissed, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. Oh, dang, you think you better? It was a whole thing, you know, and I felt like I was betraying them. It was like, dang, you're not even really one of us. You never believed in. And again, we all 16, 17.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So that's a tough conversation.
It's
though,
a hard
with
conversation.
With your guys? Yeah. Like, you spent that much time with?
Yes.
You said 16, 17.
16, 17. Yeah. So at this point in time, we've been working and going to Hov's crib, you know, off and on for almost a year and a half, you know? So you're going to throw it all away for this and. Dang, like,
it's
nah.
A hell of a dream versus reality.
Ooh, what?
Yeah.
Conversation.
Yeah. Yes, bro. Yeah.
Especially when you believe.
Yes.
Like, when you're that close.
You're that close.
Yes.
Like you're sitting across from someone who could change your life.
And they're saying you're good.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
and
like
you got an end too, because you got I'm in the group with the nephews.
I'm
in
the group with the nephews, right? Yeah. Yeah.
He gonna dog his nephews.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
But, at least I don't think.
But we also knew that the pressure was on us even more because they had to be
better than him.
Good. Yeah. You know, better than good, better than him type of energy. Yeah. So it was like a lot of stress, good stress that prepared me for life later down the road because you're starting to see like, oh man, like you have to bring your A game every day. Even though you're mentally not developed yet, you're still like, okay, the dog in you's born at that time, for real. Yeah. And so.
So you got a vocal degree?
No, hell no. So listen, so I went to went to school for vocal performance and I realized, so in college, right? So you got like, so every credit, every class is one credit and you need about 4 credits to get past the semester, right?
Okay.
So you can have like four classes or two classes that equal one, right? So in vocal performance at Northwestern at the time, I don't know how it is now, but vocal performance, every class was like 0.5, 0.3, 0.2.
That's weak.
So you got to do music theory, music analyst, music this, keyboard, blah, blah, blah. So you there from 7 a.m., then choir, you there from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. I'm like, dog, nah, there's too many joints on campus, but I'm not going to be here doing this every day.
Because
like,
you're talking to a dropout and I never went.
So we agree.
So what you saying right now?
Oh, y'all good.
Nah, champ.
Yeah, yo. So I'm in
school. I had a full scholarship. Yeah, see, good luck.
Bro, I thought about it, but nah.
I didn't show up to the audition.
Yeah.
Yeah. My high school music teacher was like, yeah, so, you know, I went to, you know, School of Music, Berklee School of Music, yeah. And, you know, I have some connections, man. I would love to,
yeah,
you know, I'm gonna set up an audition.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong.
Back to the block I go.
Wrong.
So you ain't want to go at all. You were just talking.
Hell no.
So you had no plan of going to college.
Hell no.
Oh, that's crazy.
Not for music.
Oh, but at all though.
Definitely not for music. Because for music, so I had another opportunity in high school.
Because
I had already, it was weird for me because I had already done music professionally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when my brother passed, we moved back to San Francisco, and you know, I had just been on Soul Train 6 months before that.
Yeah.
You know, so when I get back, I'm the kid that was just on that.
Yeah.
Now I got to figure out how to be regular in the hood again.
Yeah.
So I didn't sing for a couple years. I didn't sing at all for a couple years. A couple people tried to get me to get in groups and some different shit. And then when I got in high school, I realized that if I took music, it's an easy A.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked at it as an easy A.
Yeah.
So the first music teacher was like, you probably should go look at, you know, the School of the Arts.
Mm.
I'm going to school to play basketball, though.
Yeah.
I'll go to a basketball school. And the teacher's like, there's a School of the Arts in San Francisco, too, that's good, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you talking about them kids that wear all black all day in trench coats and be smoking cigarettes at the bus stop?
Yeah.
I ain't fuck with them niggas. Right? The music school niggas was weird to me.
Yeah.
So didn't do that. Never went, because they were trying to hook me up to go check out the School of the Arts. Didn't do that. So then senior year comes, same conversation. Like, listen, you can go to school for free as a singer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, go to school for free as a singer for some shit I already been paid for as a kid.
It's backwards. Yeah.
That don't really, you know, it just didn't, like you said, it didn't add up. So yeah. I was more, and at this point I was just in love with playing basketball. I had a, you know, affinity for that. That became my thing. So. Mm-hmm. Nah,
couldn't do it,
bro. And I didn't want to be a starving student either.
I feel you, bro. I had no choice. Bro, the thing is, I don't even remember one thing I learned in school. That's the thing. Like
nothing.
I remember. It's true. Like, it's like,
do you feel like it gave you structure?
Yes, it gave me structure. It gave me how to compartmentalize my time.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me. I mean, I went to school. I just turned 17. I'm going to college. So
I was a baby.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So like. I had to go to the Midwest by myself, you know? So it was like, okay, this is how you survive, you know? And like, I'm an only child. So being out, I was like, oh, you sink or swim. You know what I mean? And then it was a culture shock. It was majority white people. So it was like, all right, so how are you going to survive in this? Okay, this is the type of music they like. So you kind of got to incorporate a little bit of this. And then, all right, well, da-da-da-da. So it was like, oh, this is how these guys kind of speak to people like this. So it was like college for me was like, more about the handshakes.
It was more of an environmental study.
Yeah, it was like more about the handshake you make and not the classes you take.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was really about environmental and like learning about who I was.
The communication.
And then at the time it was like, how much do I really enjoy music? Because I used to go, we used to sneak into that. So there was a studio there that was for the music program. So I had to go back. I dropped the music vocal performance because I was like, yo, I'm not taking eight classes. Yeah, like that's not fair to nobody. So I went to microeconomics and I was like, I ain't doing this. I was like, this is horrible. It was calculus and all this and X squared. But I was like, no. For what?
What we do?
Yeah, exactly. So let me just do communications, man. I was like, let me just do communication. So that was like, okay, psychology and, you know, theater 101, the history of theater. Like, it was cool and just communicate calm. It was fun, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, and it was where the girls where the was girls at. Were. Yeah, like
they weren't in a micro.
They was not in micro.
With a lady thing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I want to be with a lady thing.
But you gonna walk in class with a lisp?
What you gotta believe? Come on, baby.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
So we used to sneak into the studio that was just for the engineering kids. So we got cool with the janitor. So we sneak in at 1 o'clock at night and just record like our mixtapes. So me and my guys at school. So then it was like, okay, I really like. So we would just start printing out the mixtape, selling it right before class. And it's cold as hell in Chicago. So we we really on the block, like at a Northwestern Ivy League school, just passing out mixtapes, $3. And we started realizing, oh, people really buying this. Okay.
Yeah.
So then we're like, yo, just come to our show. So then we started packing out the shows. So that's when it was like, all right, so the hustle mentality, okay, you're actually really good. It doesn't matter what skin color it is. Okay, let's keep going. So then you'll start taking like trains to the city, go to Chicago and just do like the open mics there. And that's where I met Jeremiah.
Okay.
Because he was coming, the Birthday Sex was about to drop at that time. And he was doing it. And then Will from Day 26 had his open mic. So it was like a, it was like a family that was starting to form out there mm-hmm. for me, you know. But it was cool, man. It was a lot of growth in that time from 17 to 21.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
So you graduate college.
Yes, sir.
Do you stay in Chicago?
Yes. So I graduate. So here's how it goes.
Or Illinois.
So I graduate. Yep. So I graduate. So I moved to the hood in Chicago when I graduated. So right at this point in time.
Did you know it was the hood?
No, I didn't know it was the hood. So it's Hyde Park.
You move where you could, though.
I moved where I could afford.
Yeah.
And you know anything Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Oh, when you see Martin Luther King Boulevard, you know that?
I was there with Martin Luther King Boulevard. So when I did that, it was me and my manager living together at that time. So my dad was like, yo, since you finish school, I'll pay half your rent for the first year so you can follow music.
Shout out to Pops, the man. Crazy.
He was like, since you graduated, I'll give you 6 months rent to just figure out what the hell you want to do.
That's dope.
So this is when it gets interesting. So we really didn't have money. I was a struggling artist. I'm starting to see all my friends get economic jobs and working for Wall Street because Northwestern sets you up for that. Yeah. So I'm just in the hood now at this point, me and my manager, and he's like, yo, like, you ever thought about acting, bro? Like you shot like two music videos. You real natural in front of the camera. Like, let's try to get money, do a commercial. That was how it started. I was like, well, bro, I don't got no resume or anything. I never really act before. Like, what? He was like, nah, just put the 2-3 music videos you did, and we just say you went to Northwestern and just see what happens. So I go spend a day going to every agency in the city. Nobody took me because there was no agent. There was nothing. I had no resume. The only agency that took me was a small boutique agency. And the only reason why she took me is because her son was a freshman at Northwestern. So she was like, let me just make sure alumni is okay. Like, I don't know if you can act or not, but like, if you want to do this, let me make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
So she was like, all right, let me do a camera test, you know, this Gatorade script that I got, just see what you do. At this point in time, I didn't know I had like a photographic memory. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, I can look at something. Like,
yeah, got it. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I did it, and she was just like, whoa, okay. This is your. So you didn't study at Northwestern? I said, no. Why? She was like, this is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna sign you. So it's Monday. She was like, there's an audition for a TV show called Boss on Wednesday. I was like, all right, well, what do I do when I go into audition? Like, how's it set up? Is the casting director? Blah, blah, blah. She's like, don't go in thinking that you're gonna get this job. The role is already cast for. I just want you to get used to being in front of a casting director mm-hmm. and the elements of auditioning. Yeah. So mm-hmm. just a friend is doing me a favor. Mm-hmm. Her name's Claire. Shout out to Claire Simon, man. She looked out. So a friend is doing me a favor by letting you in. So I was like, all right, cool. So I took the papers for the audition and I was like, all right, cool. Well, all right, boom. All right, it's not, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to get it. So let me just have fun with this.
Yeah,
have fun.
So I learned that. So I was like, all right. Yeah. I go in. So then I see Kelsey Grammer. So Kelsey Grammer is coming in to basically tell the casting agency, thank you for casting my new show, which is Boss. So she was like, well, Kelsey, why don't you just stay? This, you know, if you see anything with this kid has never acted before. He's just see what you know. He's like, all right. I really didn't know who he was. I just remember seeing him on Frasier. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I didn't really know. So I'm like, okay, cool. I wasn't fazed by it. So I'm so in my music bag at this point. You remember when you could write the website of your website on a wristband?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm over there at rotimimusic.com.
To Kelsey Graham. Hey, yo, check out my mixtape, baby.
I got you. No, if you go scroll down when you go to the website, like straight up, bro. You're not giving a damn. Like, we in the, you know what I'm saying?
Fucking great.
Crazy, bro. So I'm like, so they're all laughing. So my dad's like, okay. So they're laughing. It's okay, the mood just got.
Ice is broken.
Ice is broken. So again, another skill that I'm like, oh, wow, okay. Ice is broken. It's cool. So then I just do it. I do the audition. So Kelsey's like, I'll never forget. He was like, can you try it? You know, with a little this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. So I'm like, all right, cool. Boo, 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 boo. He said, so you study, because at the time, Northwestern was one of the top theater programs in the country.
Gotcha.
Did you know this?
I didn't know this.
Okay, gotcha.
So when she said you went to Northwestern,
he was already like,
you probably studied with Don. So he was like, oh, you studied with Don Mora. Because, yeah, Don Mora's one of the best. I said, but I don't know who Don Mora is. I never met Don Mora. Who is he? Like, no, it's a 60-year-old white woman. I said, oh, okay, all right, cool. All right, we're back, you know? So then I do it about another 3-4 times. And he was like, man, I haven't seen natural ability since like a Jamie Foxx. He's like, you really do music, huh? I was like, yeah, I sing, man. He was like, okay, well, Claire, let's figure something out. I remember that. So 2 weeks later, they call and say, I got the job. So it becomes, I'm terrified, bro. It's like, okay, my first deal.
So now you're scared.
Now I'm scared.
First it was like,
Now it's like, yeah. Yo, you getting 6 figures out of school, yeah. And you don't know what you doing. You don't know why are you paying me this money? I don't even know what I'm supposed to do to earn this money. Yeah. How am I like? How does this make sense? So Kelsey was like, once I got the call, once I got the deal, once I did the deal, Kelsey was like, yo, come meet me. He's like, okay, so let me explain to you the basics. This is camera left, camera right. These are called sides. These are this and this. So every time we have scenes together, I need you to come to my trailer 2 hours before and we'll do scene study together. I said, okay. So Kelsey Grammer was basically my first teacher, bro. Crazy.
That's nuts.
Crazy. So he was like, man, like just little cool things that like you can learn, you know, from a great, you know what I mean? And so it was like, so episode one was my first acting class for real. Yeah. So you go on Netflix and watch Boss, that's my first acting class of what things are and where things are. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. So, this is God working at the right time. So my manager at the time, I didn't have an agency at the time. So my manager at the time was like, bro, 50 got this show. So it's like 2014-ish now. He's like, yo, 50 got this show called Power. Like I don't know, season one just went on, but nobody's really talking about it. They interested in you, but you got to fly yourself to L.A. and kind of put yourself up for pilot season. I'm like, dog, I only got like $5,000, bro. Like, can I just put my, and self-tape, you really didn't self-tape then? You had to be in the room, you know what I mean? Yeah, so like... It wasn't really, it was like, can I self-tape? It was like, yeah, but you'll kind of be shuffled in. They're seeing people every day for this character, bro. It's a series regular role. Like, you got to go in. So I'm like, all right, Jesus, all right. So I bought my ticket, boom. So I'm counting every dollar. Like, all right, well, pilot season is about 2-3 weeks. They might need to see me the first day and not call you back for another 2 weeks. So damn, I got to figure out, let me get a motel. So I got a motel in East Hollywood, like with the essays, yo, like all this side, like.
Yeah. Spanish ain't one of your languages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not one of your languages.
It's not one of my languages,
speak a lot
baby.
Of languages, brother.
It wasn't one of them, brother. It wasn't. I didn't know. So I'm in East Hollywood, bro, and like, and like I'm like, damn, how much is this from a night? He was like, 40. I was like, bro, I'm a struggling artist. Like, I don't know how long I'll be here. He was like, shout out to Bob, man. He was like, okay, I can do. He was an Indian dude. He was like, I can do $25 a night for you. Just don't forget us when you make it, man. Don't forget.
In a real motel.
But I was in a motel, bro.
Them sheets is different.
It's different.
Sheets
it's nasty.
Is way different.
But I was still pulling them though.
I mean, it's the man.
Yeah, come on, brother. You know.
I said
this is temporary, baby.
Yes,
you
know?
Yeah, it's temporary.
I said it's temporary, baby.
It's the man.
That's
the motel.
Whoa, that's a cold bottom of the barrel line. It's the man, not the motel,
bro.
Yeah,
bruh, so
I love that.
Started from the bottom, now we here.
Yeah.
So I'm in the motel. So luckily, the first day they see me, they bring me in and they're like, "Man, we love what you did." Do do do. I said, "But maybe come back. We'll keep you posted. Maybe we'll have callbacks in like 4 or 5 days." I said, "Oh my God!" So that's another 150, 100, 200. I gotta eat. So. 400. All right, shoot. All right, cool. All right, cool. I can make it happen. Come that day, boom, knock it out. They're like, all right, well, another 4 days. We'll, it's like that. But it was like, well, Friday, I did it on Thursday. Monday was if you get the screen test, if you get like the, what's it called? Like if it's down to basically you and somebody else, they basically like bring you in. So I had to wait till Monday now. So now I'm kind of pushing 2 weeks now. You know what
which
I mean?
You knew you did
which
know,
I didn't know you had it in I your allowed head. It for
you're just starting to feel it though.
I'm just starting to feel like you're starting to know like damn like this is really
low
this is getting right, low right, right, like right. This is getting low
value
low
time.
Now yeah value it's crazy time. Great rage
yeah,
bro
yeah.
So then I'm like all right cool so oh shout out to I'm saying name but like one of my homegirls at the time she was like yo come to church with me and I was like all right so all right cool I went to church and it was like the sermon was like just hold on a little longer, yo. Just hold on a little longer, and that thing broke me. I was like, okay, all right, because at the time, like you on the top of the world, you in Chicago, you got a hit show, your show wins a Golden Globe with Boss, and now you're not really with 3-4 thousand. You have money, but you can't really touch it for real. So you starting to feel like, damn, like what's wrong with me? Like what? How did it get to this point that I'm in a motel and you know and. One of my homegirl got it like, yo, I'll handle it. Like that type of energy, I was like, I'll never feel this ever again, yo. And so that mindset started changing when I went to church and I was like, all right, cool, I can do this. Even if it's to my last dollar, I'm here. And I said, I did it, you know?
Yeah.
So then call back comes and it was me and Lakeith.
Oh.
It was me and Lakeith. And he was like, yo, so you going in for Dre? I'm like, yeah, I'm going for Dre. He's like, you going for Dre? I was like, yeah, nigga, I'm going for Dre. He's like, yo, if I don't get this one, I'm working on it. I might get this show called Atlanta. I was like, oh, shoot. Well, cool, bro. Either way, you know, you do your thing. So that's how we met.
Yeah.
And so went in. Oh, I bodied it, bro. I bodied it. Like, it was one of the best experiences of my life where I was like, damn, like, I just owned this whole situation. But it was also like, that desperation of I need this, for myself, for my sanity, for my mindset, for my family, for my future. Like it was like I don't care, and I knew he was nice. I was like, but I'm 10 times better than this, anybody in this moment. You know what I'm saying?
In this moment,
moment,
yes, sir.
You know what I mean? So went crazy, and this again is how God works too. So had to wait. They're like, we'll call you back in like.
Shit.
No. You know, like two, three days, we'll know. My manager's basically telling me, yo, they don't really call right away, so just wait. You know, they still got to see other people, you know, and some people are, you know, sending videos through Skype. And so just wait, bro, you know. So now I'm down to like 1,200, like 1,200, bro, and get the call, like, you booked it. And that, there's the relief, bro, like the relief. Mind you, we 3 weeks in. And just never forgetting that experience. So then when I got my first paycheck, I went back to that hotel, that motel, and gave $10,000 to Bob.
You know what?
Come on, man.
You know what? Come
on, bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love the way that came back.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
Solid. Yeah.
That's amazing,
10K
man.
10K to Bob.
Yeah. Come on, Bob. Mm-hmm.
Come on, Bob.
I wonder what Bob did that
you know
night.
What Bob did? He was at the strip club. Bob was at the strip club. Yeah. You see me now, don't
Crazy
you?
Girls is over there. Somewhere close, me? Right?
You see me now, bitches?
You see me now?
You see me now, bitches?
Now, bitches?
Oh, shit.
Nigga, I'm at the crib.
Yeah.
I had already, you know, Amari's been my guy for years.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm at the crib and you pop on the screen.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen you.
Yeah.
And I guess what? Two, three years.
Yeah,
and I'm like.
This is the first season.
Domi!
Right? Yeah, that's crazy. That's
like,
crazy.
It literally was, I literally had that moment.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, shit. You know, you got people that you're cool with, but that you don't talk to all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That, you know, you. It's spaces.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, I was on the call list of like, yo, bro, I booked this. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We know each other, we cool, but I don't know that.
Yeah.
So nigga, I'm literally like, oh shit.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, man.
This nigga, oh, it's cracking.
You know what, when I was watching it,
yeah,
I was like, he's really killing this shit.
Yeah.
Because that's not him.
Mm.
The nicest guy.
I say he the coolest nigga ever. And he is bodying this shit. Yeah. I really kind of don't like him.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Feel away.
Yeah. I've definitely had to defend him. For sure. They be like, man, dude, hell nah.
Even though hell I knew him, stuff would come up about him. I'm like, yeah, he is a bullshitter.
You took a whole nother route. Damn, that's cold.
I'm sick of his shit too. Shit, he always looking weasel in. He weasel out.
Don't trust that nigga. Don't.
Why you keep fucking with that nigga, Ghost? God damn.
Like, I was really in the show.
Yes,
though. I was like, don't tell me nothing. Like, me and Z would watch it. I said, don't tell me nothing. Yeah. I want to watch it. And I really watched it from a fan perspective, point of view. And I say I enjoyed myself.
Yes, brother.
Right? Thank and I know we're getting ready to get to some more music.
Let's talk about it. Yeah.
Because watching you go crazy in that show and then hearing your music, I was like, they're not going to get that. I said, they're not going to get it. I mean, you talked about it. I say, you are so far left right now. You are such an abuser. You are such a killer and conniving toxic, motherfucker.
Toxic, yeah.
That no one is going to be able to separate you from that character and embody your sexy music. They're not going to find you there. They're like, who is that? That's what they mean. That ain't no goddamn real. That's him. It's really him. And I was like, I felt like there was a disconnect.
Yeah, absolutely was.
Because you were doing so good. Which is good and bad. Because as a musician,
as an
artist, you're like, I just want to be able to do what the fuck I do.
Yes.
Yeah. Appreciate me everywhere.
Yes.
But people will believe wholeheartedly
that you're Devlin.
You are that motherfucker.
Absolutely. Devlin and Dre.
Yeah. Devlin and Dre.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I lost half my fan base on a fucking BT movie. Lost it. They will play my movie for educational purposes.
Dang.
Don't fall for that guy. In churches and in schools.
Wow.
Oh, he got run.
Wow. No, that's a tough space.
Tough space.
Like
villainous.
Yeah. And for a new artist,
absolutely yes.
It's really tough. Oh. For Tank, it's tough, but
it's a mind fuck for you.
It's a mind fuck, right?
Yeah.
But we're very mindful and cognizant of that to this day though.
Right.
Of when roles come in.
Absolutely.
And he like, Jay, what you think? I'm like, you can't do it, dog.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
Not that one. He's like, but if I, I'm like, but if you do too good, you're him.
Yeah.
You are him.
And how do we, you know what I mean? How do we get around that?
How do we get you out of that?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we are, every time a role comes in, we have those conversations. I'm like, Chief.
Yeah.
So what is your feeling? Like you killing on Power.
Yeah.
And but you're also trying to have a moment in music.
Yeah.
And within all of those conversations, like, what is your realization about your process at that time?
Okay, so it was steps and levels and transitions. So when I first got there, it was, okay. There's two sides to that. So when I was filming season two, all my, if you remember, Dre and Kanan, 50, were the best of friends, right? So I spent majority of my season with 50.
Right.
All my scenes with 50. So I started realizing like, damn, I don't want to really bring up my music because it's not the right time. And then people on the street are giving him mixtapes and he's throwing it. Like, I'm like, I don't want that to be me. Let me chill. Like,
you don't want your job to be like, in the toilet with the tape.
Exactly. I don't know how to do my job after that. So then,
Why do this to me, Skinny, man?
Skinny, man.
Skinny, what the hell is this, man? Shooting dumb, man.
50, man.
50, man. You throwing my CD, man. Why you throwing my hard drive, man?
Crazy. So I was like, nah, he's either going to have to hear me on the radio somehow or somebody going to have to bring it to him. So I'm telling you the story of how I got my deal and then we'll go into the transition of everything. So we're filming season two, so I don't know the magnitude of what Dre is going to be at this time. We're literally filming, so no one's seen it yet.
Yeah.
So we're just working, you know? Yeah. So So yeah, so one day, I still haven't told 50, 4 months into working with him almost every day that I do music. Mm-hmm. So I go to this session one day, it's these two white producers, and they were like, hey bro, I never met them, but they've been asking to work for about 2-3 weeks at that time. So they're like, hey bro, so somebody's gonna come to this session because we just won a Snapchat beat battle, and the guy from Interscope is gonna come and get some records for some of his artists. Yeah. So I was like, all right, cool. He's like, do you mind? I was like, nah, I'm for you. They can come. So old boy comes in, and the record that I'm working on is the record called my record called Lotto. Mm-hmm. With Fifth, yeah. Eventually Fifth. Yeah. So yeah. Records I'm working, he was like, yo, my name is Tony G. I work with Interscope, but who's this? I was like, that's me, bro. He's like, oh. He's like, okay, do you do music? I was like, yeah. He's like, what do you bring you to New York? I'm like, well, I'm filming a TV show called Power. I don't know if you know it. You know, we're filming season 2 right now. He was like, bro, what? I do the music for Power. He's like, I do all the music for Power. He was like, bro, I'm the head of G-Unit music. I said, what, bro? I play Dre. He was like, oh, you play Dre? Yeah, Fifth was telling me about this kid that da-da-da-da-da. Bro, come to G-Unit tomorrow. I said, look at God, bro. Right. Like, so I go to, so here's how it works, right? So my meeting, I was living in Brooklyn in a studio apartment. So I had to go, if you know New York, the traffic around 1, 2, 3 to go to Times Square is horrible. So my meeting was supposed to be at 1 o'clock with Tony G. And you know, when you play records, the meetings were like 30, 40 minutes, like yeah. In and out kind of thing, mm-hmm. right? But I was like I was like an hour and a half late. So I'm panicking, jeez. Like, damn, I lost an opportunity, man, bro, blah, 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 blah. So Tony's like, nah, it's cool, bro, it's cool, cool, cool. Now we just getting started anyway. So I sit down and 50 comes in at 2:30. So if I came on time, I most likely would have missed.
Yeah, that moment.
That moment. Yeah. So he comes in, he's like, hey, bro, what you doing, little bro, what you doing here? I was like, oh, man, Tony G came to the studio. He's like, studio, what, you filming something else, nigga? I said, no, like music studio. He was like, wait, you do music? I was like, yeah. He was like, oh, okay, shit, let me hear some shit. So I don't know what he expected he was going to hear, but I played the record. I played Lotto, and he made me play that song 9 times back to back to back to back. And he was like, oh, yeah. We're going to do a deal. Oh, what the fuck is this? Well, we're going to do a deal. Oh, yo, bro, I'm going to do my verse tonight. Have your lawyer, da 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 da. Let's set this up, bro. This is easy. Let's go. So I signed with Gene.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is it. your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
So today, man, right now, yes, what's on your mind? Where are you in terms of, you know, the things you're working on and where you want to tell people to go to get things and where to be when you going to be there?
So so first and foremost, we got a TV. I mean, I got a TV show called Will Trent that I'm on now. It's on ABC. So we had the crossover and go that side, you know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing, man. Shout out to ABC. So I got a movie, House Party. If you haven't seen it yet, it's out in theaters right now. Doing really well.
I got a new broken LeBron house.
Yes, sir.
The king.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Yes, sir.
The goat.
You go. He signed the check.
Just waiting on arguments.
We don't have a basketball podcast, so I'm not going to. Everybody know Michael Jordan, come greatest on, basketball bro, player ever lived. It just is what it is.
I mean, listen,
championship six times. On. He never lost.
Goat, I have a goat.
I mean, I don't have a goat.
We just all have,
you don't?
We all
have I don't goats. Have a goat.
Oh. Okay.
What you doing? What you doing? This is how he win his little arguments. He know I can't play no piano. So whenever we start arguing, he break out the piano. Come on, man, with your piano, man. Go ahead. What you gonna do with it?
We just want to know your top five. Your top five. Top five. Your top five. Who's your top five? Singers and songs.
Ooh.
R&B top five.
Yeah.
Where it belongs. Oh, your top five.
So top five R&B.
Hold on, I'm still singing.
No, first.
Hold on. Oh, your top five.
He showed out because you dissed his accent. That's what. Oh, he showed out.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, no. Top five.
Your top
R&B
five.
Singers. R&B singers.
Ooh. Man or woman.
Man
dead
or woman.
Or alive.
Whoo. Marvin.
Start off right, son.
Joe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whew. I know what box you in right now. Yeah.
I like for R. Kelly. You can't take away from
I know what box you in.
Yeah.
I know what box you in.
For my life, Carl Thomas. Carl Thomas was crazy.
Yeah.
And I gotta go with Mike.
And Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson. That's my starting five.
Because you were the Nigerian Michael Jackson as a child.
Yeah, I was, brother. Yes.
Did you have glitter socks too?
I did. I did all of it. I made it myself.
What did you make it out of?
It was glitter and gold.
It's glitter and gold.
And that's a great box. That's a great box.
Yeah, thank you.
Top five R&B songs.
Ooh. Ooh, Summer Rain.
Mm.
Yeah, Summer Rain. Yeah. Summer Rain.
You was in Chicago.
Yeah.
You just can't help but to be in
Oh my God, it's just so good,
you,
man.
You need fine linen, loose linen on when Summer Rain come on. It's got to rain a little bit when summer. It's got to be tropical rain.
You can be 12 years old, you still feel like an OG when that record come on.
You got to have on some different kind of sandals. Maybe a thong sandal. That ain't even cool.
So I say Summer Rain, then I go with ooh, wow, that's damn, bro, there's so many songs, dog. I'll go with Thriller because of just watching the visual with it and seeing like, yo, you can actually make a movie.
It's never been done again.
It's never been recreated.
It can't be. You can't recreate Thriller.
Not gonna happen.
It can never be duplicated.
I tried to find a jacket for Halloween. You can't recreate Thriller.
Okay. Ooh, For You by Kenny Lattimore.
Mm.
Yeah, that was hard. That
hell
was
of hard. A song to try to sing live.
Oh, bro, that's crazy.
I don't recommend anybody try it.
That is incredible.
Speaking of,
yeah, brother,
that is like the top of wedding songs.
Yeah,
what is a Nigerian wedding song?
Mm, great question.
Ooh,
because you said you were a Nigerian wedding singer.
So it was more gospel songs,
huh?
Yeah, it was more like Jesus Paid It All. It was more of
Pay for the wedding.
No. But it was like, so at that age, it was for me, it was Jesus Paid It All.
Okay,
so it was like the ceremony of just like basically celebrating them together before like the African music came in.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah.
I mean, where am I at three?
Summer Rain, Thriller, For You.
Ooh, Joe, I Want to Know.
Mm,
yeah, that's crazy.
Great.
My crew. The song I sang a lot in high school that just played, not even sang a lot, that played a lot was, dang, it was on Jamie's Unpredictable.
Was it Unpredictable?
It was
DJ
Unpredictable.
Play this girl love song?
No, it was Unpredictable. Do what it do. So that's for what it represented for me, man. It was incredible. Because it was the first one.
Do you know that record, Tank? Do you know that song?
I mean, I just, you know, got called to Miami. Shooting Miami Vice to help him finish the tune. I don't know. Just check the credits.
Bro, incredible. incredible, bro. Like, it was for me, that was one of my surreal moments when I knew how much I was like I still am for sure, but like I was the biggest Jamie Foxx fan in high school and college, that the first ever celebrity that actually took me in Hollywood was Jamie.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah. So I'll tell you the story.
So many people have that story.
Bro. So it was 2013 and he was filming Django with Leonardo. And he was like, and we were at a Clippers private party. This is my first time really in LA. I'm just young, just like, oh my God, I'm here. My show popped. It was a Golden Globe. Kelsey had just won a Golden Globe. So somebody taps me on my shoulder. So I'm like, you know, okay, cool, whatever. It's a dude with like this beard and look dirty. So I'm like, yo, who is this? And it's dark. So I'm like, who is this nigga just trying to touch me? He does it again. He's like, yo, man, I'm a fan of you, man. And he's literally in full everything. Cause they still in the middle of filming and he had a scully on and his shades on. So I'm like, yo, this is, and he's dressed like different. It's not what I expected Jamie Foxx to look like.
Yeah.
So he tells me, I'm like, hey man, I'm like, yo, what's up, bro? Like, thank you, man. I appreciate it, yo. But he's tapping me. He's like, look, nigga. Turn around. I was like, oh my God. I said, oh my God. He was like, man, yo, me and Leonardo, we stop everything and watch Boss Man, and you're super talented, bro. Like, what you doing out in LA? And at the time, I was there for Golden Globe, but I was still recording music. He's like, you do music? I was like, yeah, man. He was like, yo, come. It was a playoff game. He's like, yo, come to my crib. Come to, yeah, Jamie my family Foxx, gonna be man. There. My sister gonna be there. You know, come pull up, man. Like, you know, just vibe and kick it with us for the day. went over and it was just like, he's like, yo, let's go to the studio, played my whole catalog. He was like, man, like, you my little brother. And so every time, even if he wasn't there, like most of the time he wasn't there, I was just to stay at the crib, you know what I'm saying? And like, just for that to be my ushering into Hollywood, it was like, wow, like someone that you see yourself doing similar things and just admire is like, oh, he's taking me under his wing. I remember like maybe 4 or 5 months later, I had a hosting at some little club. It was my birthday. He got on stage and like, yo, in the next 5 to 10 years, this man gonna be one of the biggest people in the world, man. And it was just like, wow.
Now his footprint is, on the entertainment business,
is iconic. It's unmatched.
It's unmatched.
Yeah, it's unmatched. It's unmatched, man.
It's literally, he's the guy that you meet and you're like, it ain't all fake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you meet Jamie Foxx,
yes,
you realize that it's not all fake. You're like, you know what? You can go to the highest levels of this shit and still be a real one.
Yeah. Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
The greatest.
So for you to have that story, man, it's amazing to hear it. And it's amazing to hear it over and over.
Crazy.
Of different people that you, like I saw Ed Sheeran at his
crazy,
house.
Crazy, bro.
I'm
crazy.
Like, who's the red-haired white nigga, bro?
Crazy.
Like,
crazy.
He liked it. Valentine.
Yeah, you're different.
He cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
That nigga?
Crazy.
Crazy. Jamie believes really early, man, and I think he just loves talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He loves talent, man, and he embraces it. So that's super dope. So okay, so that's your five.
That's five songs, that's five artists. Now let's get a Voltron going.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna make a Voltron.
Okay.
An artist, super artist.
Okay.
I wanna know who you're gonna get the vocals from, who you're gonna get the performance style from, who you're gonna get the styling from, and who you're gonna get the passion from. So let's start with the vocal. For your Voltron, your artist, what person are you gonna snatch the vocal from?
Wow. Give me Whitney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong.
Yeah, go Whitney. Okay. Yeah.
Performance style.
Performance style.
How they rock on stage.
Prince.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's getting aggressive.
Yeah.
it's getting aggressive. Styling. What they look like on stage.
Andre 3000.
Yeah.
Well, he's not R&B, but...
No. Okay. He that guy. He had an R&B album.
Oh, Bang Bang. So give me an Andre 3000 style.
Yeah. You gonna put the shoulder pads on with no jersey on?
You will know.
You will know. You
will not miss him by no means.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Okay. And then the passion of the artist. The heart of the soul of the artist.
The passion. Give me Quincy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's relentless.
Mm. What?
Give me Quincy Jones.
You know anybody else that went over to France and studied strings for
just
2 years?
Strings. You know what I'm saying? Years. I'll be back.
Come on.
Back. To the whole family.
Ain't no FaceTime.
Ain't no FaceTime.
Ain't no FaceTime.
Barely get the phone call.
You're right. You got to go.
You get letters.
You know letters. What
I'm saying? You get letters, bro.
I'll be back. I got to study strings.
Like who years. Else? Who else?
Yeah, it's a different type of passion.
Yeah, that's a different. That's a dedication,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, that's different. Then that's different.
Wrote out everybody's parts. Like with his hands.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'll take the gig for less. I'll write the charts. I'll do
that's
everything.
Killer.
Crazy.
What are you talking about?
That's never.
Killer. Frank Sinatra?
Bro, people don't even know that, bro.
You ain't charts for Frank Sinatra?
Come on.
Who are you?
Come on.
Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones.
That
relentless.
Passion. Yes. Yes.
Michael, we have to keep that. What do you mean? We can't get away with that. That's the best part.
Yeah.
Tell Michael all the time. You can't, you know,
I just like it.
You know, you gotta keep fighting for the magic, man. So we fought for the magic.
Yeah.
We're here now, so man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't saying no. I ain't saying no.
Yeah. I ain't saying no. It's that time.
I ain't saying no.
It's that time.
Who's with?
Yeah, it's that time.
What y'all did? Huh. I ain't saying shit. I ain't saying no name.
So we here, baby.
Yeah, we here. Okay.
It's time. You give us that story.
Yeah.
Funny or fucked up. The only rule.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say no name. Can't say no names. The Travels of Rotimi. The Butterscotch Travels, man.
The Butterscotch Travels.
Yeah. And listen, if you want to be him when you tell your story, you can tell your story as him. If that makes you feel better.
Yeah, that makes me feel better.
He can't say no names.
He can't say no names.
So right now, this is Rotimi. AKA Dre, the nigga y'all hate. Y'all love him again now, though. Yeah. This is I Ain't Saying No Names.
Okay. All right. So when I was a young buck in this game, looking at all the joints, yes. There was one particular joint that that was an actress, and she was beautiful as golden beauty can be. So I was a young grasshopper, didn't know what to do, didn't have any idea what to do to say to this beautiful woman. You know, I said, I have to give money, I have to do it, what do I have to do, I have to pay for this thing, what am I doing? I don't know, I was 21, 22 years old. She was in 36 or so.
Cougar.
But she met the lion, you understand? She met the lion. So as she met the lion, right?
So as she
so as she met the lion, right, I realized that this woman was I was 21, 22, so she was recently divorced. So her man was a big time business guy. But I said, listen woman, I don't have any money. I don't have money. I just have sex appeal. And I have a gigantic thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I have something that will change your life if you allow it to happen to you. If you want it, you'll never go back to any other male ever. You know what I'm saying? It's once in a lifetime, baby. So, as I get closer to bringing her over to my place, remember, my place was nowhere to be found with a luggage and a furniture. There was no furniture there. It was just a computer chair. But I had a computer chair for her as well. So, in the computer chair, I said, I have nothing here, but if you want, we can just talk. There's no, I don't have cable, so we can have conversation. Do you like cards? We can play cards. So, as this moment is happening, the lights go off. The lights have gone off. This is one of Rotimi's brokest moments ever. So as I sit there as a broke nigga, right? She says, we can just have conversation. She says, I'm so used to all these things that these men try to do, but your conversation changed my life. So we put candles and we almost had floor sex. We almost, we almost had floor sex after the conversation, but we didn't. We had sex in the computer chair. So that was my story of this actress lady that is still popping today. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And you are not seeing
Yes. Well, I will not see a name.
We're going to call it computer chair.
Computer chair.
That's what we're going to call it.
Computer chair.
We're going to call it computer chair, man.
I love the computer chair.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Good chair sex. It's lost art.
Yeah, it's dope.
It's a lost art.
It is, bro. It takes confidence.
You've been tied up in a chair?
No, I haven't. No. You've been tied up in a chair?
I'm married now. Look. So look, man. First of all, man. Congratulations to you, man.
Thank you, my brother.
Congratulations to you, man.
Thank you, bro.
No, but
you
before are, we...
Yes.
Not to catch you.
Talk to me.
No, yeah, before go, you know, we get into those.
Yeah, bro.
Our mutual brother.
Yes, bro.
That we all have to make sure we shout out. The ghost himself. Who has... No, because between all three of us, he's always been a bond between all three of us.
Absolutely.
Yep. Omari,
absolutely.
He's always made that if we all in the same city...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bubba, come pull up on me. J-Vile, where's Tank?
Yeah.
Where's, I got Rotimi over here.
Yeah.
We got to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, bro.
Another genuine guy.
Absolutely.
Human.
Yes, bro.
Great human. Yes, bro. That has just always been super, super solid, man, that we all rock with, super heavy.
Absolutely.
And I know he going to tap in. I know he going to watch this podcast.
Yeah,
we got to shout him
out. He's got bars for you, too.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
It's not a regular hello.
Yeah.
No.
Just wanted to check on you and the tribe.
Yes.
You know, I talk to Jay Vowles. As you know, Jay Vowles is also connected to me, good friend of mine, close to my heart.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Bro Timmy, who also, you know, played a big part in developing on our show, you know, as we became close, and you know, now we're in such a great space, you know, spiritually as men, as soldiers, and bondage, and then back to you, my brother. I just want to say hi, hello,
yeah, right.
Hello, Omar.
Yeah.
Shout out to our brother.
Respect,
shout out to our brother.
But man, listen, congratulations to you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
You're a product of hard work, man.
Thank you, brother. Yeah.
Of course, the gifts.
Man.
Of course, right? But you are a product of hard work.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that is not going to change.
Yeah,
skipping steps is never going to be the
way. It's not even in your DNA.
It's not even in your DNA.
I don't know how to.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm bow-legged too, so I can't even skip.
You and me both. And so for that alone,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know what you're made of. I know what you're going to do. I know you've had great success. I know you're on your way to even greater success. And you will always have the backing and the support of your brothers, man.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you,
the entire R&B Money Army.
Thank you, R&B Money. Thank you,
might as well get you a chain. Yeah. You represent, baby.
Come on,
you know
come
what I'm saying?
Yes,
you and Butterscotch. Might have to get two. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
Butterscotch.
Get a chair. Huh? I'm going to get a chair. Give me a chair. I'll be like, baby, you feel me?
Yeah.
You know what this is?
We got to bring the chair. Courtesy of Ro Timmy. You don't know what this is?
You don't know what this is?
You don't know how to sit reverse on
there? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Swivel.
Swivel. You don't know how to
swivel.
You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure the dick, nothing.
Yeah, yeah,
again, thank you.
Yes, bro.
Whatever you need, man.
Thank you, my brother. Insane.
You know
insane.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Congratulations on all the success.
Thank
congratulations.
You,
man.
Like I said earlier, it's always great to see when a good guy wins, man.
Thank you, my
and
brother.
You a good dude.
Thank you, brother.
Flat out.
Thank you.
Fuck brother. Everything else. You a good dude, man.
Thank you, my brother.
Always been the same.
My G.
There
man,
is.
You fast as hell, too.
You're not faster than me.
Hey, man.
He's fast.
He's fast, man. Fast dude, man.
And he low to the ground, too. He got a real...
You got this nigga, man.
Real running back spirit. Real
got this nigga out here, man.
Real Emmitt Smith spirit.
Ground,
and he's slew-footed, too. You know them slew-footed bowlegs.
Hey, man, I found that nigga, man.
Cornerback out Darrell Revis ass nigga.
Nah, thanks for pulling up on me.
Hey, I'm Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And I'm Butterscotch.
Butterscotch. And this is the R&B Money Podcast.
No, it's not. It's Butterscotch Army. I'm gone. Bye-bye.
Make some noise for Ro Timmy.
Yeah.
I love it.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/R&B Money.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.